In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the Word of His Grace.
And so this morning I'd like to speak on the 6 dimensions of power. There are many dimensions to power, but I want to speak on 6 that we all need to navigate 2024. To succeed in 2024, I want to speak on dimensions, 6 of them out of so many. I won't have enough time to go through all, so I chose 6. There are more than 6, we have more than 6 dimensions of power, but I am speaking on 6 of the many dimensions of power. I hope you get that clearly. Alright. Power is needed. In Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 49, Jesus was speaking, and he told the disciples just after his resurrection, he was about ascending, leaving them and going into heaven, and he said, "Behold, I send unto you the promise of my Father, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry here, wait, in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Jesus knew the importance of power, that no journey must be or should be embarked upon without power. The journey of 2024 we have started is 21 days gone. But this journey cannot be successfully embarked upon without power. Somebody shout power. If you are journeying into glory, you need power to get into this glory. If you are journeying into success, you need power for your journey into success. If you are journeying into greatness, you need power to journey into greatness. Everything in life answers to power. Take that. Everything in life answers, and that's why people are looking for power anyhow. Anyhow. Power. Power. Power is the ability to do work. You know that. Power is a necessity to move from one point to another point. If you're going to go from this point to that point, you need power. If you're going to descend these stairs, you need power. If you're going to climb up, you need power. To move from one point to another, power is needed. A necessity in the journey of life. Somebody say power. To enter into glory, you need power. Power is a requirement to achieve anything meaningful. If you are going to achieve anything meaningful in life, power is needed. Power is a necessity to see or enter into glory. To see glory, to enter into glory, power is a necessity. So power is a must. Look at your neighbor for me, tell him or her, you need power. The powerful are the ones in charge. They are the ones in control. So God wants you to be in control. That was why, don't forget, when we prayed, we dealt with powers or gatekeepers of glory. These are powers. Power brokers in politics. They will ask you, what is your antecedent? What is your father's name? You want to also enter into the realm of power? You want to become a politician? Who do you know? Where are you coming from? They are the gatekeepers. They determine who gets what. In your profession, they are gatekeepers. They only those that they admit. We see glory. So, power, very essential. Power, very necessary. But let's look at 6 of the very many dimensions. So as I'm talking about power now, you realize that there are so many things about power. But 6 dimensions. So number 1, strength for the journey. Somebody say strength for the journey. The minister that led us in prayer quoted the book of of 1 Kings chapter number 19. Let's read from verse number 5 to verse number 8. 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 5 to verse number 8. The Bible says, as he lay and slept under a juniper tree. Now this was talking about Elijah. Behold then, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Now before this time, Elijah became weary. Elijah became despaired of life. As a matter of fact, became suicidal. When strength fails a man, weariness sets in. Tiredness sets in. When strength fails a man, suicide thought comes in. This year's strength will not fail you. Elijah was tired. And he made the statement, I am not better than my fathers. Someone who has followed me very well, you will know the next thing I will say. What will I say now? I'm better than my fathers. Say it in your own. I am not my fathers. I am better than my fathers. Say your own. You know what you are saying is, what stopped my father will not stop me. What you are saying is, what killed my father will not kill me. What killed my mother will not kill me. That's what you are saying. What slowed them down in my family will not slow me down. I am better. I am not my father. Oh, sort here. I am better than my father. Oh, this was what happened to his father. I am not my father. I am better than my father. Oh, this was what happened to his mother. I am not my mother. I am better than my mother. Somebody, are you in church? Are you saying your own this morning? What you say is what you see. I am not my father if you are a man. I am not my mother. I am better than my father. You must be better. Elijah was tired. And he said, God, it is enough. Kill me. God knew he needed, all he needed was strength. So he looked and behold, there was a cake baking on coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and he drank. And he lay down again. Strength here, Tito. You are lying down because your strength is not enough. You are not getting up. You are not arising because your strength is not enough. So what happened in verse number 7? The angel came again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat. Because the journey is too great for thee. And what happened? He arose again and he did eat and he drink. He arose and he did eat and he drink. And he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mountain of God. What we are presenting to you from the meal you are eating this morning is the strength of God to go through this journey of 2024. You need strength for this journey. Everybody needs strength for his journey. Otherwise, why do you need power? Why do you need strength on the journey? There are enemies in the way. There are hurdles in the way. There are challenges in the way. So as you are racing to destiny, it may be 100 meter hurdles. So you will have to be skipping and be jumping these hurdles at intervals. You need strength. You need strength. Let me tell you, there are hurdles in every year. In the journey of there will be hurdles. They are there waiting for you. Challenges are there waiting. Let no man deceive you. There are problems waiting ahead. But with the strength of God, you push through, you overcome them. Are we overcome? So how do you overcome if there is no fight? Hey, there will be fight. Not even a fight, fight. Omo ologo le mo logun. Sugbon omo ologo bori ogun. A glory carrier, if you are going into glory, there will be battles. But every glory carrier will overcome. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You will overcome. So you need strength. You need power for this journey. You need strength. You need power for this journey. You can't journey without power. There are forces at every junction that want to challenge you. That want to. Where are you going? Somewhere I'm going to glory. Where are you going? So the journey of every year and life generally is like a journey. Each year, life is like a journey. So you need the strength of God to go all the way. You need the strength of God. You need the power of God to overcome the challenges and to get to where you are going. Somebody lift your hand and shout, I need power. Say, I receive power. So God gave Elijah power as yet. He received strength for that journey. You need power for if you are going to run in any race, you need power. If you are going to be involved in any sport, you need power. Power for the journey. Power for the race. That's what we are saying. You need power. You are trusting God for promotion, you need power. Some people got promoted and they didn't enjoy the promotion. I need power. I receive by faith. Say your own. Number two, power for impact. Power for what? Power for impact. That's the second dimension of power you need to journey with in 2024. Number one is power for the journey. Number two is power for impact. Listen, you are not just here for being here sick. You are not just here to be counted or be numbered with the 7 billion people on earth or with over 200 million people in Nigeria. That's not why you're here. You are here for impact. And impact requires power. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 3, from verse 2 to verse 6. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 3, from verse 2 to verse number 6. Shout hallelujah. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms? And what happened? Peter, fastening his eyes on him, said unto him, look on us, silver or gold we do not have, but such as we have. Somebody say, such as I am. Underline it in your Bible. Such as I have. Such as I have. That's a message. One major law of destiny is the law of content. You can't go far if you don't have anything to offer your generation. You can't go far. Content. What do you carry? The Peter said, such as I am. I don't have silver, no, I don't have gold, but I have something. Every man of impact must have something to offer his generation. If you are going to be a man of impact, you must have something to offer your generation. You must have something to offer. If you have nothing to offer, you will be a surplus to requirement. You will not be needed. You will not be needed. You have nothing to offer, then you are not needed. What do you have? They are looking for who to sack at your place of work. It is the man who does not have anything to offer, or who do you think they will sack first? Hello? Who do you think they will sack first? You are not answering. The man who has nothing to offer. I tell you the story of two young men. Two young men worked in an organization. And one man said, I resign. He turned that resignation letter. I'm going. I will go at the end of the month. And the CEO of the organization called him and said, don't wait till the end of the month. Go and take 1 month's salary. Go. You know the meaning of that? The law says, the requirement policy says, give me 1 month's notice. Or 1 month's salary in lieu of notice. So this man gave a month's notice. I wish to leave this organization. I hereby tender my resignation from your organization for, you know, as required by policy. I hereby give you 1 month's notice of my intention to vacate, to leave this organization. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to work here. All those stories, you know it. And when the letter got to the CEO, He wrote a letter by saying, your resignation is hereby accepted with immediate. You don't even need to wait till the end of the month. Please proceed to the account and collect your 1 month's salary and go. Are you following me? The second person in the same organization tendered a resignation letter. I am going. And the CEO called the management meeting. Please talk to this man not to go. We will increase your salary. Okay, where you are going? What did they say? How much did they promise to pay you? We will double it. We will change your accommodation. They began to negotiate. Why? Brother A or man A had nothing to offer. So they were quick to let go of him. Man two had something to offer. And the organization was not willing to let him go. So ask yourself, what do I have to offer? What do I have to offer? That's one of the things we don't understand. In any organization, whether voluntary organization or business organization, if you don't have anything to offer, which you say you are going, you are gone. Because animal bear, then you just go, you realize that. I remember somebody did that to, and then my boss said to me, let him go immediately. So I wrote a letter. You are hereby releasing it. And so the man took the letter and went and he told other people, Pastor Yemi, wicked. He didn't even call me for discussion. You cannot be loaded and not be needed. If you are empty, you will be the first that will let go. In Genesis chapter number 30, Genesis, I want us to look at the story of Jacob, a man who carried something. Chapter 30, verse 27. Thereafter, we'll look at Genesis chapter 41, from verse 37 to 41. Genesis 30, 27. And Laban said to him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes. Can you imagine? The employer is begging the employee. Excuse me, who should show favor to who? Is it not the employer that is showing favor? The person paying your salary is showing you favor. Abi? But the man paying salary is begging this man. If I found favor in your eyes, tarry. Why? For I have learned by experience that the Lord had blessed me for your sake. God has blessed me for you. So I can't let you go. Name your salary. What do you want? Genesis chapter 41 from verse 37. Please, I want to, you see, the largest room in any man's life is the room for self-improvement or development. Develop yourself. Develop yourself. Have something to offer your generation. I'm talking about Joseph. The Bible says, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. Quickly, the next verse. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, you can imagine, Joseph had interpreted the dream, Joseph had given solution. These are the things you are going to do. That is wisdom at work. The wisdom of God. You won't lack wisdom this year. You will operate in wisdom. The wisdom that is from above. So Joseph told Pharaoh, these are the things you are going to do. And then, don't worry, the scarcity is coming. But these are the things we can do to cushion the effect of the scarcity. And then Pharaoh now stood from his throne. Maybe, where? Sat. And looked around, and he turned to his servant, and he said, he said to who? Can we find such a one? As this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? That Spirit is giving him an advantage. Verse 39, quickly. We are going to verse 47. And Pharaoh said, now having asked as his servant, can we find such a man as this? Nobody could talk. But not very. Where would they find somebody like that? Then he now turned to Joseph. And he said to him, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Verse 41. Let's stop there. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of If you have something to offer, you will be in charge. You'll be in charge if you have something to offer. I am pleading with you. Ask yourself, what do I have to offer? What do I have to offer? What am I offering my organization? They are not promoting me. What am I offering? And if you have something to offer and they are not promoting you, then get out. Are you listening to me? Get out. The toughest job to find is the first one. Did you get that? The toughest job to get, to find, is the first job. Once you get the first job, you are on the job. Send your applications to other places. And you see people calling you. Why is it that it is people who are employed, that people are poaching? They have something to offer them. They have something to offer. Praise the Lord. You see people changing jobs because they have something to offer. The one you got, you didn't do it well. Gisting. You are on TikTok at work. You are not improving yourself. You are not developing yourself. You are not bringing anything to the table. You are not having any suggestion. You are not suggesting anything to the CEO. You are not bringing any suggestion to your boss. Yes, keep doing it. Your immediate boss may be taking the glory for your suggestion. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. A man left an organization and his superior, his boss, was calling him. Please, this thing, how do we do it? This thing, how do we do it? This thing, how do we do it? Still asking him after he had left. And he was sending him documents. I can send you some, this document. You will get 25 points. Or now, may God make you wiser. Yeah. So you need the power for what? For impact. And that power is dependent on what you are able to do for yourself. Develop yourself. Number three, power to break through and go beyond limits. Everybody needs this power. Do you need these six dimensions that I'm mentioning today? Power to break through and go beyond limits. Psalm 18, verse 29. Psalm 18, verse 29. The scripture says, "For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over the wall." Like I said earlier, there will be opposition and challenges. There will be troops to hinder or to stop. You are not to back those troops. You are not to turn your back against them. You are to press on. You are to forge ahead. You are to break through them. David was lamenting, "Oh, that someone will get me a water to drink from the well that is by the gate of Bethlehem." And three soldiers, they broke through the garrison of the Philistines and they drew water. They defied the Philistines. So the Bible says, "By my God, for by you I can run through a troop." You can run through a troop. You can run through a troop. Don't be afraid of the troop, for the greater one is on your inside. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in them. You carry the greater one on your inside, so don't be afraid. Run through that troop. Don't turn your back against those challenges. Face those challenges. Challenges, you can face them. Don't cry. Since you have been crying, what has it solved? Crying never solves any problem. It has never solved. You just cry. You know, David cry, and the men, soldiers, they wept until they had no more strength. You imagine men, soldiers, crying. When they had no power to weep again, the Bible says David now spoke to him, saying, "Now encourage himself in the Lord." That's it. Tell your friend, your neighbor, don't weep. Stop, don't weep. Weeping doesn't add anything. It does not move God. You know God is God. And I've always told you, whether you want to hear or not, you must hear that if God does a miracle in your life, it doesn't make him more God. If he does not do a miracle in your life, it doesn't make him less God. God is God. God is eternal. He's eternal. Eternally God. Whether you worship him or not, it doesn't make him more God. If you refuse to worship God, is he God? Is I am. I am. So, where if we are in church and somebody chooses not to worship God, it doesn't affect God, though. If somebody gives God offering, God does not need the offering, though. It doesn't affect God, though. It doesn't make him more God, though. That you give God tithe doesn't make him more God, though. It doesn't affect God. Your sacrifice, it doesn't affect. It doesn't move God. Your tears does not move God. It is only his word that moves him. I have esteemed my words above all my name. All this blackmail. You can't blackmail God, though. I believe in praying, though. I believe in worshiping, though. If you see me worship, sometimes I worship and tears are running down. But particularly when I remember this, the close shaves I've had, how God had rescued me from death, from shame, from disaster, from evil, then tears run down my eyes. In worship, not in regret, not in sorrow, in worship. That doesn't make God God. It doesn't make God God. But that does not mean you should not pray. If you feel like weeping before God, in fact, if you feel like laughing before God, if the Holy Ghost comes on, you will be laughing. Others are praying, you are laughing. He's the Holy Ghost. Or Tom comes on you and you are running. That thing is just making you to run. Everybody's wondering what's wrong with you. Nothing is wrong. It's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is happening to you. Amen. Run through the troop. Don't back out. Run, leap over the wall, break through, and go beyond limits. That's what we're saying. Run through the troop. Leap over the wall. Don't accept the limit that life wants to impose on you. You are more than this. Don't surrender to the opinion of people about your life. Don't let the opinion of others become your reality. Don't accept it. You don't have to accept the limits imposed on you by your background. You don't have to accept the limits imposed on you by your circumstances, by the circumstances of your birth. Who could have said that the boy that was born in a manger will be the savior of the whole world, the one that the whole heaven and earth is worshiping today? Your background is irrelevant. Don't allow the background to place a limit on. I have told you this. Your background is not the reason why you are small. It's your thinking. Get out of that background. Get out of that. Some people here have been privileged to follow me. Going to 5 years now. 4 years and about 8 months ago, when I was going to turn 50, members of the church followed me to where I was born. You saw entry. So some of you saw entry stroke 637. You saw it on the wall. It's still there. Have you? For evangelism and medical outreach. It was still on the wall. I mean, it's still on the wall there. You saw the house. That house did not have a toilet. Did not. Me, what am I wanting anything? As at the last time, tomorrow, I wanted, you know. 4 years ago. When did I say we wanted to do water? Give them water. The pastor Martins. Okay, after my birthday. Auntie, you need toilet. Emma, they can't go. No toilet. When we were there, how are we doing it? You can ask Pastor Demola after service. Because after carrying it to dump it, I pass it on to somebody say, what are they carrying? What did I say? You don't have to accept the limit imposed upon you by your background. Somebody shall know. No. Genesis chapter 49 verse 22. The Bible says concerning Joseph, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. I will go over. So please run through the troop. Tell your neighbor, run through the troop. No, you can't do it in your energy. You need power. You need power to run through the troop. And that's all you are receiving. As you eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus this morning, you are receiving strength for the journey. What again are you receiving? You are receiving power for impact. You will make a difference in your generation. And you are receiving power to break through and go beyond limits. That your background will look at you and say, this boy from this house. Number four, the dimension, fourth dimension, power to take. Somebody shout it, I will take. Don't worry about what you want to take. Just say, believe me. Believe the Lord your God, you will be established. Believe your prophet, you will prosper. Somebody say, I will take. Then I will enjoy my portion. It's your portion I'm talking about. Power to take and to enjoy your portion. Say that with me. Don't just say, I receive the power to take and to enjoy my portion. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 18 and 19. Don't forget, the profits of the heart is for all. The king himself is served by them. The profit of the heart is for you. He said, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one, that is you, to eat and to drink. So it is good to eat and to drink, but mind what you eat and mind what you drink. It is good to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God has given to him, for it is his portion. So it is good for him to enjoy good and then to enjoy the good of all the labor that he taketh. You have to take it, oh. Life won't give you if you don't take it. Hello. Life will not give you what you deserve. Life will not give you what you want. Many of you students, you wanted medicine. They gave you... I don't want to mention it, so I won't go and mention your course. I wanted law. They gave me history. And I rejected it. Yeah. I rejected admission. I said, that's not what I want. My background didn't look like it. This is what I want. Nobody was going to give it to me. For those who were in the school of the spirit this morning, I told you how my friend got an advantage. He scored 226. And I scored 244. Cut off for law was 246. I missed it by 2 marks. Somebody who said, amen, will be like, you will not miss it, oh. They are not saying amen here. Let me turn to them here. You will not miss it, oh. In life and destiny, you will not miss the mark, oh. Your children will not miss the mark, oh. Shout amen for your children. But my friend got admitted because he had an advantage. I insisted, but finally I also got my admission. I took it. You take it by effort, not by sleeping, not by mere praying. Prayer is good, but you take it by effort. After you have prayed, go out. What did I just say? Say it, complete sentence. After, don't pray and sleep and say it's coming. It's not coming. Go out. That prosperity is outside. I have told you before, prosperity, prayer is not in the prosperity equation. Prayer is not. If prayer were in the prosperity equation, those who are trunking mountains, they are gaga. That prosperity will be so mega. Prayer is not there. I'm sorry to tell you that. Hard work is there. Hard work, labor is there. Wisdom is there. Financial intelligence is there. How do I multiply this 10,000 naira? If you have a consumer mentality, you may never be rich. Because you are to consume. Money enter your house, vroom, vroom, vroom. You are a consumer. Marie Majer, You eat with all fingers. You eat it all. You eat it all. You eat it all. The day opportunity will flash by you. You won't have money to tie it down. So when money comes to you, put 20% as I save it. I should teach on financial intelligence again. Be saving. This is the generation, this is the period people are jackpying. Somebody wants to jackpot and he says, I have this house, I'm selling my house. Itakutan, most of them, they're man tanker. But I have pleaded with you, don't sell your things. If you are going traveling, go. But don't sell your land, sell your house, sell everything. Some people sold everything they had and they left. But they had to come back. To what? You see, why should I blame anybody who is relocating? Why should I? Is it when bandits are entering into estate and taking people in their room? And the government is handicapped. A lawyer is begging for help. They entered his estate, entered his apartment, took his wife and 3 children and demanded a ransom of 60 million. He began to call for help. He raised 7 million and he begged them, I have 7 million already. And they killed his 13-year-old first son. And they told him, they gave him ultimatum, if you don't bring money, we will kill the remaining 2 and your wife. So if that man now find an alternative to run through Kutonu to anywhere, will he not go? And then one idiot is sitting in Abuja and saying, don't solicit for money to pay ransom on social media. It is an idiot, a stupid person that is saying that in a nation that has failed. The person is watching his wife and 3 children and they slaughter one and the government is handicapped. And this man is begging, people help me, help me. And you are saying it is wrong. What nonsense. Nigeria has failed. It is a failed nation. Our government has failed. How much are you buying rice? Do you know it is cheaper now to say I'm from Kutonu than to say I'm in Nigeria? For those who are travelers, who are traveling, if you want to travel abroad, the ticket you will buy in Nigeria for 5 million naira, you buy it in Kutonu for 850,000 naira. So you know what Nigerians do, they will first travel by road to Kutonu and buy a ticket. And yet we see it on abundance, abundant resources. What a failed nation. It pains me when I have this man saying, anybody who solicits for money to pay ransom is committing an offense. He's committing a crime. You are the criminal. We should stone you. We should stone you to death. Idiots. Useless people. That only... What's that? I am angry. I'm angry. The United States of America, they have what they call spy pigeon. I don't know if you know that. Spy pigeon. This bird will go and spy. They are sending birds to go and spy on people. And when they realize, the bird is configured with components to spy and to send signal through satellite. To satellite, and then those who are monitoring will catch the signal. Anything you are doing in your bedroom, the bird will be telling them. What you are doing on your system, the bird is catching the signal and sending it. The bird is also composed with explosive component. When they realize that you have something detrimental to American government, the bird will be giving instruction to attack. And the bird will move closer, detonate the bomb. Boom! Suicide bomber. And you don't know. They have gone far, 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 far. In Nigeria, we don't know where to get Boko Haram. When they are inside, some people are using birds. They are configuring pigeons to spy. Why will you blame Friday, Pa, he wrote his name. Originally born in America, mistakenly born in Nigeria. He wrote it on his jeans. originally born in an American, mistakenly born in Nigeria. When it got to a point that our children are saying they are mistakenly born in Nigeria, the government has failed. And unfortunately, many of us are waiting to get to government so we can take our own portion of the national cake. Power to take your portion and enjoy your portion. Do I appear contradictory? No. No. No, I have told you I took my portion. I wanted to be a lawyer. My background never allowed it. The house I was brought up never allowed it. My parents couldn't afford it. But I took it. And I've told you this, so let me not bore you with that story. I took it. Today, if I want to go to court, I'm where we can go, how we go. Tomorrow is Monday. If I want to go, if you want to, how we go. Just announce my appearance. May please tell the Lordship, I'm Yemi Adeloju. I won't put Grace Man. They don't know Grace Man. I'm Yemi Adeloju. I appear, you know. You are my client. You are my what? You are bringing them. Am I making trash? Is that is we bringing them to me? Is he bringing? Am I making trash? Is he checking? Bemi. What is Bebe? That is my consultant. What are you consulting? Job, you know. See, do you know I pay practicing fee? Where is Damilola? Damilola, where is Barrister Damin? Thank you. That's my learned colleague. She's a darling. For over the past 5 years, I've been paying my practicing fee. So I stopped at the point. So she said, where did you stop? So for the past 5 years, she's been paying for me. How much is it now? As a 30-year-old solicitor, how much? 25,000 naira only annually. She's been paying for me for the past 5 years. Sending me receipt. So, and I have my seal. Seal. So if you have anything, I can help you put it. Magbowo. Dear ni magba. Iye ni moni keyboard ai jajo. Emu wa ke ma fi seal mi si kajo ma pin owe. Won o dawo. Won wa lawon ba mi wa client. Seal e wa ododun. Let me give you my seal. Go and be using it. And give me my get here. Somebody shout hallelujah. We just make ourselves happy in a failed country. What are we going to do? Okay, power to take your portion and to enjoy it. Now, this is the reason. Where Pastor Wale, Pastor Wale is in our Abeokuta church right now. He had an uncle who was promoted as the African head of a global organization. The day the man resumed office, he sat on his chair and he said, my head, and he died. He took his portion. He didn't enjoy the portion. I'm going to lead you to prayer. I have 6 more minutes. You will enjoy your portion. Amen. Your portion in this land will not be given to another person. You will take your portion. You will enjoy your portion. You will take your portion. You will enjoy your portion. At the gate of glory, you will not die. At the junction of glory, your life will not be taken. In the name of Jesus. Shout your amen 3 times if you believe. I said, life will not give you what you deserve or what you want, but what you are willing and prepared to take. I will take my portion. You also need the power to enjoy your portion after taking it. I will leave. Number 5, power to say no. Oh my God. Power to say no. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to verse number 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us, verse 12, that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let me have the NIV, the New International Version of that verse. Thank you. It teaches us to say no. Somebody shout no. No. The albatross of this generation, or many people in life, is not knowing when and where to say no. You must know where to say no. You must know when to say no. That's the problem with us. We do not know when and where to say no. And we compromise our faith. We compromise our stand. We cave in. We give up. Learn to say no. A lecturer said, I won't let you go unless I sleep with you. Tell him, you will go for me, sir. The problem is that you don't know how to talk. You don't know how to talk. Say no. Reject what you don't want. As you may be afraid that they will deal with me. Oh. Look, you open your mouth. Oh. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Oh. Learn to say no. And let me make it clear to you. Every child of glory, on your path to glory, will be trials, will be temptations, will be sin. And the devil knows that we are all human and we are weak. He will put sin on your path. And then if you are not able to say no, you fall into that sin. And then you go to queue at the back again. Reuben was the firstborn. But he lacked the power to say no. He liked the power. He saw his father's wife, his father's Yawokekere, and he went into her. Reuben! Samson couldn't say no. Anything Samson saw, he scared. Yes, he couldn't say no. Joseph was able to say no. I mean, and he entered into glory. Why was he able to enter into glory? He was able to say no. Sister, learn to say no. I said at the workers' meeting, for those who came for workers' meeting, I said, if any man, if it's a pastor that comes near you and says, let me sleep with you, let it be loud. And I said, what you have done is to do deliverance. You have cast out the devil that entered into that man for that moment. I am telling you, if you slap him, he won't make noise. He will just say, thank you. He will tell you, thank you. But if you are not able to say no, and you indulge, you will fall. And the pastor will say, she made me fall. When you believe that, I hear my boo. When you believe that, she's behind the pastor. We knew that's what she wanted to go and do. A Mary. They'll be calling you names. I've just warned you. And I said that the devil can borrow anybody for a moment. He can borrow anybody. He can borrow anybody. He can borrow your closest friend. He can borrow your pastor. So he, for that moment, so once the devil borrowed that person, that slap will cast out. You know, Jesus knew, but I said, get behind me, Satan, to Peter. If you give that, I'm telling you, it will be a great deliverance. The man will say, thank you. And the day she'll be talking, she will say, yeah, she said, that girl is a very good girl. The man saw her, that became a defend the enemy. I know her. If they are looking for who to recommend, she will mention your name. I know her. Are you following me? That's the truth. But if you allow him, you can't say no. You allow a man to sleep with you, he will tell everybody. Learn to say no. Let me read. They are showing me time. Maybe I should just stop here. Let me keep the last one because there is one more minute. To account. The man of great glory will face great challenges and temptations. Temptation come for Reuben, or came for Reuben rather. The firstborn, he could not say no. Ditto for Samson and Judas. Judas, if you won't hear. Jesus was able to, Joseph was able to say no. Genesis 39. Number 6. 1 minute. Power to finish. Power to finish. And so do you understand the dimensions of power we're talking about now? Number 1, power for the journey. Number 2, power for impact. Number 3, power to break through and go beyond limits. Number 4, power to take your portion and enjoy your portion. Number 5, power to say no. Number 6, power to finish. It is not everyone that starts a project that finishes it. It is not everyone that starts a year that finishes the year. Some people started 2024. In 21 days, they have gone. There is a power that enables a man to finish. Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 9. The hand of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall finish it. You have started the race of this year. The you that started it will finish it. The hand of Zerubbabel. So we need this power, beloved, to run this race. You need this dimension and many more. But we need these six. Don't joke with them. And as we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus, receive this power, these dimensions of power, to run your race, to win, and to enter into glory. Do you know that it pays me? It is more convenient for me to come out and read the scripture and prophesy and bless you. Kill the reader and see. Do you know it's convenient? But you will never grow like that. You will never grow. But we did all this so you can grow. So you can get to the place that God has destined for your life. So you won't miss it. So you won't fall or fail by the way. So you will finish and finish well. Please bow down your head. You're here this morning. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is the starting point to John chapter 1. Verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 says he came to his own. His own received him not. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Are there people in the house this morning who want to receive him? You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to be born again. Wherever you are seated, I'd like you to please lift up your right hand. I want to be born again. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to receive these dimensions of power. If that is you, lift up your right hand. I want to be born again. Pastor, pray with me. Lift up your hand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. We want to take these dimensions of power. Can you please stand to your feet? Which of the dimensions do you need? You need all. You will get all. I want you to lift up your voice so we don't have the time. My time is up. So we can pray just three short prayers. We combine all. You are going to receive power. I receive power for my journey. I have started this journey. I will finish it. I receive strength to finish what I have started. Yeah, that's the prayer you are praying. I receive the power to finish what I start, including the ones you have started. Lift up your voice. Say after me. Father, I receive the power to finish what I start. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lift up your voice. Raise your voice. Father, I receive the power to finish what I start. In other words, whatever I start, I receive the power to finish it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In garose ketia gadaya gedege. In atuasata karosa paladeya laba. In rekelosa tipra lagadaba. Malasute kelibarabayanderebo. I receive the power to finish what I start. I have started the journey of 2024. I receive the power to finish it. In the name of Jesus. Alebayosade. Elagarusa bayala baba. E barosa kata yala barake de lebebo ilaba yala garaba sata yala gadadadada ilaga sota yala garaba basato parisa inakwata kakalukata inakwata ilakwata ilakwata e garusa payala andre gelebetusa kwata kaya indragala prolese keteli garaba sata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to receive the power now to run through a troop and live over the wall. Power to break through and go beyond limit. Say after me, Father, I receive power to break through and to go beyond limits. In the name of Jesus. At the point of breakthrough, I will not break down. I receive the power. Lift your voice and pray.
Father, I receive the power to break through this year 2024 and to go beyond limits in the name of Jesus. I will not break down at the point of breakthrough. I will scale all odds. I will break barriers in the name of Jesus. Ande gerusa kata yalaba. Elasato yalaba baba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and raise your voice and say, Father, I receive the power to take my portion and to enjoy my portion in the name of Jesus. At the gate of glory, my life will not be taken. Lift your voice and pray. Izagada lebaraya la baba. I receive the power to take my portion and to enjoy my portion. At the gate of glory, my life will not be taken. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lesukira gadaya. Egra la gadada. Hela suta garabaya. Hila gadaya la baba baba. Hebra ya la baba. Endre galusa pinta kalosa shelaga dubra lagadara baba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please note that Egypt is coming after you. What you left is still coming after you. Egypt will not give up. Pharaoh did not give up, kept pursuing them. I want you to receive the power to say no. Power to say no to ungodliness, to worldly lust. Power not to compromise. Power not to cave in. Power not to give up. Lift up your voice and pray. I receive the power to say no to temptations in the name of Jesus. I receive the power not to compromise, not to give up, not to cave in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Receive the power now. I receive the power to say no. Power to say no. Weli kakarose belege diaga. Age gede bedorosusa. Shekatuba ragede. Ilakata ragale berosuta yalaga. Ela geda rusa kata. Lakete lusa. Ale berusa. Iga lota sakalia bayala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Stretch your hands towards this direction. You will observe the only thing we didn't pray about is power for impact. Did you notice that? Because it's your responsibility. Develop yourself. Build yourself. And God will give you that grace. You won't lack wisdom. Stretch it and let your amen be loud. I pray for you. In the name that is above all names, the strength of God to finish the journey you have started and to finish everything you start is released upon you now in the name of Jesus. What you start, you will finish. The hand of your Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house, the house, your hand will finish it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. The power to take your portion is released to you now in the name of Jesus. The power to enjoy your portion is released to you in the name of Jesus. As you eat the flesh and drink the blood, the you that is starting is the you that we finish in a better and greater dimension in the name of Jesus. At the junction of glory, your life will not be taken. At the gate of glory, your children will not be cut short. Every power waiting for you at the junction of glory, waiting for your children at the gate of glory to strike, we send the fire of God ahead of you now. Let the fire consume them in the name of Jesus. Power to say no is released to you now.
The enablement to resist temptation, the enablement not to cave in, the enablement, the grace not to bite debate is given to you in the name of Jesus. You will not fail God. You will not disappoint God in the name of Jesus. Power for impact is released to you. The Lord will make you a man of impact. You'll be filled with the spirit of wisdom, with knowledge and understanding. This morning I release unto you power to break through and to go beyond limit. Somebody who say amen is loud. You will go beyond the limits of your father's house. You will go beyond the limits of your mother's house. You will break limits. You will break barriers. You will break old records. You will set new records. This year shall be your year. In the name of Jesus. This year shall be your year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout your amen.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.